When you hear the word veteran, you may think of the returned servicemen and women from the Second World War or Korea or Vietnam. But there's another significant group of Australian veterans getting some well overdue recognition in Brisbane. We'll see the official opening of the 42 for 42 Memorial at Suncorp Stadium in memory of those who died in Afghanistan. Sean Mulqueen is the founder of the 42 for 42 organisation. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Spencer. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Big day for you.
A very big day. People keep asking how I'm feeling. I have to say, actually excited for what we've been able to do for all the families and all the veterans from the Afghanistan campaign and the way we've gone about it. So it's going to be a great day.
How long has this been in train?
It's actually started 5 years ago. It started with myself and three other guys I served with in 2010 in Afghanistan. And we said we wanted to do something to recognise those we lost and our mates we've lost to suicide, as all those we've served with. And we started off thinking raise a little bit of money and we'll go ahead, but little do we know, a lot of red tape to get through and a lot more funds we needed to get there. While we did it, we were able to build a community with all the Afghan veterans and all the families of the fallen and all the other families of the suicides. And we just built a really big community, helped get us through this, and something I'm really proud of.
And you mentioned that the suicides, 41 deaths in Afghanistan, but the 42nd in your name, 42 for 42, that 42nd represents those who have taken their lives since and those killed in training, right?
Yes, that's right. We've a lot of people weren't aware that we lost us during training to go to Afghanistan that had already served in Afghanistan. So we wanted to make sure they were recognised as well. And unfortunately, it's getting well known that we keep losing veterans to suicide these days. And we wanted to give the opportunities to families to share their stories, because part of the memorial, we've built an app system. It's a QR code that you'll go over the plaques and you'll be able to read the stories of all these from when they were born right through to when we lost them from over in Afghanistan, and those week 42nd. And they were all made by the families that lost their loved one. That was part of our process to get the families involved in that way.
So the you mentioned, yeah, the plaques, there's the mural and statues as well. And is this all easily and openly, publicly accessible there at Suncorp somewhere?
Yes, it is. The parkland we acquired, which we're now the trustee, it's first of its kind. We worked with Brisbane City Council to get that done. Made it open after today that all the public can go visit and access all the information, read about all these people and visit us. So we've got a number of statues there that has an Afghan soldier protecting an Afghanistan child. The mural has the landscape of Afghanistan as well as the ode written on it and using the Australian flag. We've got an area dedicated to Australian war dogs, which we lost over there with a big statue of that served myself over there. It was a very successful dog that found a lot of IEDs and weapons caches.
So will this 42 for 42 memorial now be a focal point at Anzac Day and other similar events?
The idea of it is to bring the community together. I believe it will come that. We're sort of talking about during an Anzac Day service, everyone and many veterans like to do their own thing these days and just so they feel comfortable. But in the end, we believe we're going to have a lot of the families come along and be able to sit there, because we've got seats in there, which we call the VC recipient seats, as well as a seat for the dog Cougar that won the Dickens Medal, which is the equivalent of the VC. So it is a place where we'll be able to go, spend some time together. And we've done that this year, be able to get the families together and remember the anniversaries of those who lost, spend some time there as mates. So it's a place where we can come together and reflect and remember and honour those that fell.
As a veteran yourself, how do you feel about the way things ended in Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's a bit of a complicated question, isn't it? It's sad in a sense that it's gone back to the way it was. But I do believe we've given an opportunity, 20 years, for an opportunity for a nation to realise what they can have and what we've created. Like, we built schools and everything for them to have, and I strongly believe they will overcome that and really can have this freedom of choice and not be ruled by, I guess, terrorism is my thought on that. But it is still more for the families and the guys I serve with, because I want them to know what we did is the right thing, and we did it proudly, we did it honourably, and I'm extremely proud of everyone I served with and anyone that served during that time.
Yeah, too right. All right, as I said before, this is well overdue recognition. Thank you for your involvement in doing it. Obviously, a community of veterans who've come together to make this happen, to create the memorial.